こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトから BN メンバーシップというものを始めております。サポーターグループみたいなものなので、ぜひ番組継続のためにサポート皆さんお願いします。もうしてくださってる方々本当にありがとうございます。オリジナルグッズもね、まだちょっと残ってるのでお早めにチェック。1個目、バーモント大学の研究で2010年から2020年の10年間のデータをもとにアメリカ人の国内での移住パターンを分析したところ、人気を集めている移住先が山火事や夏の猛暑のリスクが最も高い地域に集中していることが明らかになりました。移住先のトップを占めたのは大西洋岸北西部、南西部の一部、アリゾナ、コロラド、ネバダ、ユタ、またテキサスとフロリダ、南東部の大部分、ナッシュビルからアトランタ、ワシントン DC まででした。一方でハリケーンや頻繁な熱波に見舞われた中西部、大平原、ミシシッピ川沿いからは人々が去っており、ハリケーンゾーンに住むことのデメリットがその地域が持つメリットを上回っていると感じる人が増えている傾向が見られます。
In a study by the University of Vermont, researchers analyzed the migration data of Americans from 2010 to 2020and found that popular destinations for migration were concentrated in areas with the highest risk of wildfires and heat waves. The top destinations include the Pacific Northwest, parts of the Southwest, including Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and Utah, as well as Texas, Florida, and parts of the Southeast. On the other hand, the Midwest, Great Plains, and along the Mississippi River have seen people leaving, likely due to the disadvantages of living in a hurricane zone outweighing the benefits.
そう、フロリダなんてね、ハリケーンとか山火事が多発してるにもかかわらず、依然として移住先として上位にランクインしてるっていう。で、移住先として選ばれる人気の場所の共通パターンとして、冬があったかい、あと水辺、海とかがある。あと適度に自然があって人口密度も適度な感じっていう。で、みんなが去ってる場所の共通パターンは雇用が少ない、所得の格差が大きい、夏に湿度が高いとか、まあ、さっき言ったようにハリケーンとか熱波があるみたいな。ただこのチームの人が言ってたのが、その山火事とか暑さってい もう明らかな気候変動による影響が移住にはほとんどない。そのみんなあんまり気にしてなくて、その暑い方に暑い方に引っ越しているっていうことに驚きましたっていう。だから、まあ、国内でアメリカ国内で最も気温が高い場所にみんなが集まっていて、ここからもっと暑くなることが予想されているから、なぜそっちに、right. みたいな感じのトーンでした。
We don't actually have like survey data on why people are migrating, right?
うん。そう、これはもうパターンでしか見てないから、具体的にどうしてってその人たちに聞いたわけではないんだけど、あの一つはその人間開発指数っていうのがあって、なんかその寿命とか知識、教育度とか、あのスタンダードリビングのなんか平均の感じとか、まあ、そういうのも見られてるようだっていう。ただその不動産屋で物件を探してる人に対して、その不動産屋さんの方から、あ、この辺は火災が発生しやすいですよとか、夏めちゃくちゃ暑いですよっていうのを、まあ、当然ながら強調はしてないわけだよね。だからそういう問題もあるっていうふうに書いてあったけど、
Is there, does this cause any problem, or is this like, I don't know, is this a good thing, or just generally speaking?
よくはないんじゃない、よくはないでしょうね。だから、あの、ここに書いてたのは、その city planners, they might need to consider discouraging new development where fires are most likely or difficult to fight って書いてあって、 確かにその山火事とかがしょっちゅう起きてる場所なのにどんどん開発して家を建てるとか、
うん、
でそのリスクをあまり言わずに売りつけるみたいなのは当然良くないから、だからあとその結構みんなが山火事を西部の問題としか思っ、なんかこう思ってるよりも広範囲で起こってるんだけど一般の認識としてそこまでと思ってるみたいな、若干過小評価してる部分があるっていうのも書いてあった。
It makes sense, I guess, that people are, I mean, I'm assuming people are moving away from the Mississippi River because of flooding risk. So I guess each of these risks is going to have some sort of hazard map, like associated with it.
Yeah, yeah. みんな寒いところに行った方がいいんだけど、暑いところに引っ越してる。なんか冬あったかいのいいなっていう。でフロリダとか確かにそうじゃんね、うん、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかになったらみんなフロリダに住みたがるみたいな、寒いの嫌だから、うん、
I remember a lot of people were moving during the pandemic, at least partway yeah, yeah. through it. A lot of people、うん、were moving because they didn't like the policies of their local government. So there was like tourism to states that would allow more freedom than the states that they were inAnd a lot of those people decided to just move to those places that they had done their COVID tourism in. And a lot of people left California for a variety of reasons. There was, at least, that was the impression. I mean, it's well known that a lot of people left California. So、mm. if you go to like Phoenix, Arizona, there are a lot of people from California that have recently moved there.、
Mm. Do you think about this? Like long term, でどこに住んでた方がいいかみたいな。気候変動があるから。
I think about...I mean, there's appropriate times to think about it, I think, when you're buying a home or if you're thinking about moving somewhere, you know. If,、
yeah.
if you're not moving, you don't have to think about it as much, I think. But I have noticed that、prices are much, much lower if you're in the hazard map zone.And it's not like half. It could be like a third the price. But then it kind of feels like you're just, you know, that no one can actually recommend those properties to you. Even like an agent, they can't recommend those properties. If it's
like, what kind of hazard map are you talking about? Because I haven't really noticed that in Tokyo.
There's hazard map all over Tokyo.There's so many places in Tokyo that are prone to severe flooding. And there's like、yeah. different levels of, I think even, I mean, near where you've been living.
My apartment, yeah, my apartment in Tokyo is totally in hazard map, but I don't think that the price was affected by it at all.
It was.
And
100% guarantee. It is.
It wasn't.
It is.
That's the thing. It wasn't.
It is though.That is,
it wasn't and it isn't.
That is the affected price.
No, it's not.
Well,
I've looked at so many places. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is so cheap because it's in hazard map. No, because everywhere is in hazard map, basically that, around
so
that.
So hazard map is priced into everything. So whatever the price is,That's the hazard map price, right? But if it's in, there are places that are on hazard map that are still very expensive because they have a very nice view. They're in a very desirable location, you know. So a lot of beachfront property, like in Florida, is really expensive, even though it's totally hazard map, right?
Yeah, so I haven't seen what you were saying where, oh, it's half the price, you know, it's so cheap in Tokyo. Maybe that's the case in the States, but I haven't seen that in Tokyo where like, oh, you know, this place is 地震で液状化しちゃうからすごい安いとか、like,
well, mostly it's flooding from rivers. So if you look at, for example, if you're close to Tamagawa, and you know Tamagawa is not straight, it curves, right? So if you look at the hazard map around Tamagawa, you can see that on those curves, there's more potential for spillover in like the direction that it's going. And so there's a strip of land around that curve that's extremely discounted. Because if Tamagawa floods, your house will be picked up and float down the river. It's like 100%.
Ah, right. まあ、その、本当のハザードマップ、本当のやつ、本当のところ、真っ赤みたいなところ。
But there's different levels, right? So you have to think of it in terms of probability, and that the probability is going up over time because of climate change. So you could be in the next, like, less dangerous level, a little bit further out or not on the curve, but you're still close to Tamagawa. Then if, depending on how much the river floods by, right, all of a sudden now your house is going down the river too.
Right.
So it just depends on how much rainfall in what time period, and then what the capacity of that 世界最大の地下水道 thing in Saitama, what capacity that thing has. But it's sort of a risk game, but there's a non-zero, if you're on hazard map, but there's a non-zero chance that you will be washed away. And there's, you know, there's different types. So there's like for rivers, which is most of the hazard map in Tokyo is rivers flooding, but there's also landslide risk. So there's hazard map for landslide risk for the entire country, Japan.
Yeah.
And it's mapped out to like, I don't know,
I used to look at them all the time and I would stress about it, but... まあ地盤がさ、緩いとかね、そういうのもあるし、もともと。
Mm-hmm.
So...
Do you think about this stuff?
I do a lot.
Are you in hazard map where you are?
No.
None? There's no hazards possible? Nothing? No tsunami?
No hazards.
No, if you're in Japan, I guess you're just earthquake. The whole country is hazard map.
So, まず地震を心配しなくてよい。あと、何、気候変動でその海面が上昇するとどんどんさ、街が沈んでいくじゃん、それもギリ外れてる場所にいて今とか、そういうのめっちゃチェックするもん、まあ、あとその暑すぎないところ、例えば家を買うにしても、まあ、自分の息子に残すまでそれを所有してるかどうか分かんないけど、まあ、念のため長期で見て何大丈夫かどうかみたいな、あまりにもさ、これからどんどん暑くなるところにわざわざ買いたくないじゃんとかめっちゃ考える。だから今からフロリダに引っ越すとか意味がわからん。
Well, I think
家族全然フロリダに住んでるけど、
There are different levels of hazard depending on where in Florida you are.
Yeah, but この間その家族が住んでるとこすごいフラッっていうか、あれはハリケーンか、もうすごい状態になっちゃって、
the Keys or somewhere really low.
そう、もう橋も全部壊れたし、もう私の夫の父が育ったところ全部なくなって、もう写真とか動画をね、この間あの he went back and それ見せてもらったんだけど、もう衝撃的だった、本当に映画でしか見たことないような、 何にもない、あのディザスター映画みたいな感じで。そう、で昔毎年クリスマスに集まってたから、そこであの食べてたレストランがあるんだけど、それももう何にもない、もうただの何荒れ地みたいな感じになってて。
Have you seen those hurricane-proof homes that some people have in Florida? It's like a dome shape.
Hmm. Ah, 浮いていくやつ?
No, no.
Oh, ah, それなんかパードみたいな、個人用のさ、パード売ってるじゃん?
I haven't seen that one.
ぷかぷか浮いて、なんか、何?大丈夫みたいな。津波とか来た時にそこに入っとけば、あの溺れたりとかしませんみたいな。
That's scary.
それは見たことある。
I don't know if I. Is it a pod for like one person or the whole house?
No, no, no. One person or maybe two people. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's really small.
So the pod is like inside your house?
Yeah. I don't know where you store it, but.
It's waterproof?
Yeah.
is there air in there? Like,
yeah, I don't really know how that works.
Do you run out of air?
I hope not. But yeah, I've read about that. I don't know about hurricane-proof homes, clearly. Well, I guess my family, like relatives' houses were okay, but then their garage flooded, and I think the kitchen area was damaged, and now they're doing construction とか。やっぱ直すのにすっごい時間もかかるし、お金もかかるからね。
The house isn't totaled. It's okay.
Yeah, the house. Yeah, I think it was mostly fine. まあ、ただプールがあるとことかさ、もうね、ぐしゃぐしゃになってたけど、何、家がもうぺしゃんこになるとかそういうことではなかったんだけど、ラッキーなことにそこはね。
Do they put their
沿岸部はやばい。
Do they put their valuables and stuff on the second floor? Or their clothes and stuff?
They don't have a second floor.
Oh.
You know those American houses, it's really big and just one floor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Some people build houses on like stilts. In Florida. So it's like, it's a bit taller. So even if the water comes up, it's like, not as bad.
高床式みたいな。 Yeah.
I remember when I was in Tohoku after the tsunami hit, I was helping this one family. Their house had been flooded by the tsunami, and there's just like mud just everywhere. And I asked if they had enough clothes because it was really cold at the time.
Yeah.
And this lady was like, oh, yeah, we're fine. All of our clothes were on the second floor. And I was like, oh, nice. So I don't know if that's like a strategy or if that was just like by chance.
そうね。いや、それで全然違うもんね。なんかこっちに来てさ、やっぱ私はもうずっと地震の国で育ってるから、もう無意識にそのじゃテレビはちゃんと固定しないといけないとか、その棚に変なものをさいっぱい置けないじゃん。その扉がついてない棚にさ、ちっちゃいものとかガラスのものとかをいっぱい飾るなんてもう信じがたい危ない危ないみたいな、無意識に絶対やらないけど、こっち来たらさ、みんなもうめちゃくちゃ飾りまくるわけ。全然心配しなくていいからさ、それだけでも、あ、そっかみたいな、いいんだと思って、最初ちょっとなんていうの、ざわざわするっていうかさ、勝手に心配になっちゃうんだけど、あ、それ心配する必要ないんだよなみたいな。
No, it's crazy in Hawaii, in particular on the Big Island, they just have lava flows that are justIt's just going, you know?
Yeah.
And it's heading in some direction. And I know people there who, you know, if they've been in situations where, like, It's like, well, the lava is heading towards our house, so we might have to evacuate. But it's, the lava is like not that fast. So it's not like you're, it's going to kill you, right? You can just leave. But you don't want to lose your house either, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, with the forest fires, some people make the decision to stay and try to like protect their house from the fire. I don't know how often that's a successful strategy, but.
いや、アメリカすごいもんね。カリフォルニアもうちの義理の実家も何毎年さ山火事が起きて、まあ、ギリギリその家とかまでは来ないけど、あ、うん、何灰とかがさすごい何もう外が灰色になっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
だから自分の家が燃えるとかまではいかないけど、それでもそういう被害があるからね。
Mm. California was really bad for a while with the forest fires, a few years. I don't know if it's still like that, but people there said that it wasn't safe to like go outside because it's not breathable air, you know? So you think...
まあ、they weren't like freaking out or anything, but
mm-hmm. is that worse than earthquake risk, or what do you think? What's your favorite?
What's my favorite disaster?
Yeah.
ない方がいいよね。どう考えてもね。
There's so many different risks, right? Like,
yeah.
There's certain countries that. It's just not safe in general. I would say London is not the safest city in the world. You know, there's crime risk, violent crime risk.
Yeah.
Apparently, people get run over at certain crosswalks for some reason. You know, so there are some risks to being there. That are different risks,
そう、本当トレードオフだよ。だから地震がある国からこうナイフで人が刺されてる国に来るみたいな。それで、ああ地震ないよかったって言ってるわけだからさ、本当にもうトレードオフなんだけど、どっちがいいかっていう。
I'd rather have my, you know, building shake than be stabbed. But I don't know what these risks are. You know, they people like to say.Oh, there's so few shark attacks, you know, the odds of getting attacked by a shark is so low. It's like, yeah. I'm not swimming with sharks. Right now, my risk is zero. It's like they say that about lightning. Oh, the odds of getting struck by lightning is like, you know, one in a million or something. But if I'm standing in a lightning storm with an umbrella, the odds have to be way higher than if it's like a sunny day.And I'm just like inside, you know? So it's, you know, what are these risk calculations useful at all? I want to know the risk of getting struck by lightning if I'm in a lightning storm or the odds of getting bit by a shark if I actually encounter a shark, you know? Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so...I kind of want a winning 11, like the hexagon thing with, you know, like the nutritional graph on cereal or something that shows the, you know, risk levels for these main categories, you know, for different countries.
There was a video going viral, Did you watch that? I forget where it was. This is a video of a cop shooting this man with an axe. And it was like, すごい炎上してる。まあこれ、カープ、自分のカメラなんだけど、なんか林みたいな中でなんか斧を持ってる男の人がいて、その人に、 警察が近づいてってなんか Drop the weapon! Drop the weapon! みたいな、
mm.
And the guy's just like No! Listen! とかなんか喋ってたらいきなり The cop shoots him in the head
and In then, the head?
Yeah, and then he's like Shots fired! みたいなめっちゃなんかドヤ顔みたいな顔は見えないんだけどめっちゃやってやったぞみたいな感じに聞こえる喋り方で、mm. あの喋っててでいやおいや確かに斧を持ってたけど普通になんか喋ってたしいや急に頭を打つってなってそれをなんか夫が見せてきて Yeah, we're not moving to the States とか言ってるけどそれもこうマイケルが今言ったみたいにさそのビデオ1個じゃんなんて言えばいいの、まあそうまあ、いろんなコンテクストがあって、まあ、それでみんな炎上してるわけだけどそれがじゃあ自分に起こるかって言ったらまあ、その確率はそんなには高くないかもしれないけど、まあ、そのビデオ1個見ていややっぱアメリカは住めないなとか言ってるわけじゃん。
So what's the probability
リスクアセスメント
that you would be holding, I should say wielding
an axe in the woods, yeah.
And that when the police tell you to drop the axe, you don't.
I say no, yeah.
What's the probability of that?
そうなの。
Because doesn't everyone know that if you have a weapon and the police say drop the weapon, it's implied that you either drop the weapon or he's going to shoot you, right? Like, isn't it sort
of... Yeah, I guess that might be joshiki in the States, but for me it's, you know, that's not going to happen in Japan, you know? They will first try to listen to you. Like, hey man, I'm just cutting... these woods, what's wrong? You know, I'm harmless. I'm just here
yeah,
doing my own business.
Yeah, that's because people in Japan don't, you know,
have guns.
Aren't on bath salts and aren't trying to kill the police.
Yeah.
You know, so the expectations are different on like both sides, you know.
Yeah. まあ本当にね、なんかそのリスクアセスメント自分の中でもどなんか絶対論理的ではないじゃん。その本当イメージっていうかさ、全体的に。そう、まあある程度いろんなニュース見たり、統計とか見て、ね、リスクアセスしてるつもりではいるけど、まあうちはさ、夫もアメリカ人だし、こう家族もアメリカにいるし、まあ、アメリカに住んだらどうだろうなっていうのももちろん考えたこともあるから、なんかこっちに来てさ。ナイフの犯罪すごい怖いねみたいなことを日本人の人に言われたときに、まあ、怖いけど銃よりはみたいな全然なんかね一回で殺せる人の数が少ないじゃん大幅にナイフの方が
I think so
だから、
yeah. うん、だから But getting stabbed is generally worse than getting shot
Yeah, but like, if you try to stab people, you know, really quickly, I mean, usually it's, I think the maximum would be like 3 people or 5 people instead of like 10, 20 people within 5 minutes or so, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be really, really difficult. So,
well,
in that sense,
it doesn't really matter how many at once as much as just what's the overall rate, right? So, like, doesn't, you know, like, if there's still more people dying from stabbings in the UK than gunshots in the US, then it doesn't matter if it's only 3 at a time.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case either.
Yeah, so.
But it doesn't help. It's like, oh, I got stabbed, but at least I'm the only one, and you die. You know? It doesn't really help that much.
Yeah, but, you know. なんかそっちの方が全然マシには感じてしまうというか。でも it's always in the back of my head, you know? Especially when I see people, like, covering their face and...Like, you know, there are guys wearing black, like, paka with hoodie on, with black ski mask, and they're wearing black gloves and walking around.
Yeah.
And then I sort of feel this alert, like, Why are they hiding their face? But
knives aren't illegal in London.
To carry around?
Yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see people openly carrying them or anything.
Hmm. I think in Japan, it's like...
4センチ?
It's like really... The limit is really tiny.
Hmm.
But then people walk around with a bow. Like a bow and arrow. Like all the time.
弓道とかね.
Yeah. And they have a quiver, you know, with ammo in it. Well, with arrows in it.
Okay, so UK wa non-locking pocket knives with a blade length up to 3 inches. 7.62センチ.
Is it legal? 怖? That's 普通に a knife.
ね。
That's totally legal.
7センチ は...
You're dead.
普通に長いね。
And that's non-locking, right? So if it's locking, then what's the limit?
分かんない。
Locking? You mean folding? Kind of confused about
folding,
that.
Folding blade だったらいい。 ってこと?
いいの? What do you mean?
Legal?
No matter what length? It can be like a claymore?
No. Like a folding のやつだったら7センチ。
A folding しないやつだったら何センチ?
わかんない。あ、でも、メットのやつ見ると、carrying a knife or any weapon isn't a good idea.
Okay.
Uh, 99% of young people in the UK don't carry a knife. Okay.
That's probably not true, but
some
sure.
young people think if you carry a knife, then it'll provide protection. But statistics show that if you carry a knife or weapon, then you're more likely to end up being hurt.
That's another bogus statistic.
Carrying a knife or a gun.
That's one of those
illegal.
Statistics that I think is dumb.
Yeah, this is
like what? I'm gonna like trip and fall on my own knife.
What size knife is it? Yep, 3 inches. Folding pocket knife. そっか.
One thing. In the US, and probably this is the case in the UK as well, is that there are good and bad neighborhoods, and the vast majority of the crime happens in a certain part of the city. This isn't really a thing in Japan. And so people, Japanese people traveling overseas, for them this is going to be a more foreign concept that, yes, you're in LA, but there's certain parts of LA that you really don't want to go to. Like, you really don't want to go to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah. But that's... There's nowhere you, like, can't go to in Tokyo that's, like, sketchy. Yeah. You know? The sketchiest place...
There are, but it's really rare. I wouldn't want to specify, but...
In Tokyo?
There are. In Tokyo and in... Yeah, other places, but
what, like Roppongi?
It's definitely no, no. でもイギリスもそんな感じだよ。なんか it's segregated, so まあ良くも悪くもだから。
I want to know where this dangerous place in Tokyo is. It's so dangerous that you can't say.
No, it's just like, I don't know.
It's insulting to that neighborhood? Is that what it is?
Kind of, yeah. But here too, you know, crime rate がすごいね、地域というかさ、 とそうじゃないところで、まあ、すごいギャップがあるみたいな。
うん。
So,
like the place where people were getting run over. Like everyone just said, oh, that's because it's that's because yeah, it's yeah, that yeah, area, yeah. right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's like yeah. the explanation.
Yeah.
And as, if something bad happens, as long as it's in that area, everyone's like, ah, whatever, it's normal.
Yeah. でもアメリカほどの感じっていうか、アメリカってさ、そのさっきマイケル言った LA とか DC とかでもそういう大きいところでもさ、一本間違えたらちょっとやばいみたいなあるじゃん、急にあるじゃん。
いや、
なんかそこまでではないような印象だけど、私はロンドンは
Like you're not supposed to be there and the local people there know that you're not supposed to be there. They know that you're not from there and you become a target.
Yeah.
And for some reason that that persists in many parts of major cities in the US.
Yeah, yeah. そういう感じではないね。そう。ただ、crime rate、その数字だけを見ると、ニューヨークとロンドンそんなに変わんない感じではあるんだよな。burglary とかも。
That sounds bad, though.
Burglary rate was slightly higher here, even.
Than New York?
So, yeah.
Wow.
でも多分空き巣はめっちゃいると思う。
Is it worse than LA, though?
I don't know. 空き巣は多分めっちゃいるし、知り合いも家に入られそうになってたし。Yeah.だから当然日本よりは全然治安は良くないけど、うん、まあ普通に暮らしてる分には何あの欧州モードで暮らしてる分には大丈夫日本モードでこっちで暮らしてると危ないかもしれないけど、
うん、I wonder if there's if Earth is on some sort of hazard map in likeThe galaxy, because some planets can be close to, you know, an imminent catastrophic event.
まあでもだって太陽に飲み込まれちゃうの決まってるわけだから、ハザードマップ赤いんじゃないの。
We've had
恐竜も絶滅してるし。
Yeah, we've had I think 5 major extinction events, probably more.
So ハザードマップ的には。地価は安い方かもね。次、オークランド大学の研究で2020年の9月から11月にかけてオークランド市内の大気をモニターした結果、1平方メートルごとの空気中のマイクロプラスチックの中央値は1日4885個に及び、年間で74トン、ペットボトル300万本以上に相当することが明らかになりました。今回の研究では従来の方法よりも高度な検出技術を使ったため、過去に世界各地で検出されたマイクロプラスチックの平均量を大幅に超える結果となりました。粒子が小さくなればなるほど総量も大きくなっており、1ミクロメーター以下のナノプラスチックは人間や動物の細胞に入り込み、脳や肝臓、精巣などの内臓に蓄積する可能性があります。過去に人間の肺や胎盤でマイクロプラスチックが確認されています。
In a study by the University of Auckland, researchers monitored the air in Auckland from September to November of 2020 and found that the median amount of microplastics per square meter of air was 4,885 per day, equivalent to 74 tons per year, or over 3 million plastic bottles.This study detected a greater average amount of microplastics than past studies due to the use of more sensitive equipment. The smaller the particles are, the greater the total amount of them are detected. This is significant as nanoplastics smaller than 1 micrometer enter human and animal cells and accumulate in internal organs such as the brain, liver, and testicles. The presence of microplastics has already been confirmed in human lungs and placentas.
そう、過去の研究で例えばロンドンだとその1平方メートルあたり771個、 ハンブルク275個、パリで110個っていう、まあ、3桁だったんだけど、今回新しくもっと高度な方法で測ったら4885個っていうことになっちゃったので、今までの研究で大幅に低く見積もってしまっていた可能性があるっていう。
So we weren't able to detect the really small particles.
そう。だから、
Are these the smallest ones or are there even smaller ones than this?
I don't know. I don't know if they actually counted nanoplastics. This one was about microplastics, right? So, ただもうすべてが肉眼で確認できない大きさ。当然。だから、そう思ってたより全然あるねっていう。で、あの水によって運ばれるから、海側から強い風が吹くと、それと連動して空気中のマイクロプラスチックの量が増加していたと。そう。まあ、マイクロプラスチックね、面白いのはこれがどういう影響を及ぼしているのかがよく分かんないっていう。なんか一時期すごい、ああ、危ない危ないみたいな、すごい話題になって、その後、いや、なんか騒ぎすぎみたいになって、いやでもやっぱやばいねっていうのが今だけど、その砂とかホコリも吸い込んだり食べたりしてるわけじゃん人間って、それプラスで、じゃあプラスチックを吸ったり食べたりしてることによって何が起きてるのかっていうのが過去20年間ぐらい研究してるらしいんだけど、まあ、大半は海洋生物への影響で人間ではないんだけど、ただその影響がよくわからないと。で、それがなんでかっていうと、まあ、実験で動物にそのマイクロプラスチックを摂取させたりとかすると、確かに繁殖が減ったり、体にダメージを受けたりするんだよね。だから体にいいわけはないっていうのはわかってるんだけど、マイクロプラスチックって言っても形とかサイズとか成分とかいろいろありすぎて、自然に存在しているものをそのまま実験で再現できるわけではないっていう。で、さらに細胞に入れるナノサイズってなると1ミクロメートルよりも小さい。だから研究するにももう小さすぎる、見えなすぎてわからんみたいな。だから具体的にどれぐらいこれが人体に影響を与えてるかっていうのは分かってない。
Well, we know the effects ofthings like phthalates that are endocrine disruptors that we suspect are responsible for the dramatic decrease in male sperm fertility worldwide. And that's very likely to be the case. In which
当然異物だから、その体に炎症を起こしたりとかホルモンが乱れたりとか、だから今言ったみたいにそういう不妊になるとか精子の数が減るとか、もちろん影響は絶対あるっていう。だから面白いよね。その影響あるのは分かってんだけど、ちっちゃすぎて、その絶対にこうっていうの、思ってはいるんだけど、その研究として多分こうですって断言できるところまでは言ってない。絶対悪いっていうのは、まあ、みんななんとなく分かってると思うけど。そう。まあ、海の底にもあるし、北極の雪にもある、塩にも水にもある、もう全部にマイクロプラスチックが確認されてるから、まあ、空気でも水でも媒介されるし、多分昔紹介したと思うけど、プラスチックの哺乳瓶にミルク、あったかいミルクを入れて、こうやってシャカシャカシャカって振ったら、多分もう10万個ぐらい、最大10万個ぐらいのマイクロプラスチックを毎日子供に飲ませてることになるみたいな。だから、まあ、そう考えるとね、だからあったかいペットボトルとか日本だとねあるじゃん、お茶が入ってるやつとか、そういうのもそうだし、プラスチックに入れて電子レンジでチンしてご飯食べてる人とか、 だから、
It's in our clothes too. If you wear clothing that's not 100% cotton, then it likely contains these artificial polyester fibers. And most clothing contains these fibers. And these fibers very easily just break off and float around in the air just from moving. And when you wash the clothing, it releases like millions of little nanofibers of polyester. So our clothing, including the manufacturing side, is causing a major microplastic problem. And it's much worse for any frequently washed clothing. So socks, underwear, t-shirts, these things should not be made with polyester, in my opinion. I mean, if we care about this problem, I haven't actually seen all that much media attention on the human health aspect of this microplastics problem. It's more about, you know, it's contaminating the environment. Look at the sea turtle, you know.
Yeah, I think like that's because, of this lack of, well, not the lack of research, but just the lack of, you know, the ability that for them to say, okay, this is causing this, this is causing that. So
there's very extensive research on phthalates and how they are endocrine disruptors and how that correlates to hormone exposure during early developmental phases.
Yeah, yeah.
In humans.
そうなんか、そう。性器の発達とかね、まあ、男の子だととかだと分かりやすく影響出ちゃうけど、そうだから、そういう合成繊維の洋服を選択するとか、まあ、自動車のタイヤが削れてってこう流れていくとか、あとはあの、まあ、漁業のネットとかもさ、さ塗料、多分結構最近出た論文で塗料がやっぱすごいあのパーセンテージを占めてるんじゃないかっていう全体の、 あの剥がれたりとか溶けたりとかして、まあ何でもか全部にね塗料ついてるからさ、いろんなもの船とかもそうだし、まあ何でもかんでも、 So yeah.
How do we fix this? How much will it cost? We went with plastic to save the trees.
Yeah.そうなんだよ。でしかも、
But now we have ここに書いてたのは、straws made of trees.
いや、だもし明日奇跡的にもう世界中でプラスチックを作るのをやめたとしても、もうすでに作られたプラスチックが大量にありすぎて、それがこう風化したり経年劣化によってどんどんどんどん小さくなってマイクロプラスチックになって、もう何十年も漂い続けるわけじゃん。何十年どころじゃないか。何百年とか。だから今やめたとしても、これはなくならないから、もうすぐにどうにかしないとねっていう。
Have you seen how they're making roads out of recycled plastic in some places as like an environmental initiative?
Okay. Where?
There's
in Japan?
All over the place. I don't know if they've done it in Japan. They've definitely done it in California, and they've done it in some developing countries as part of, you know, like these green climate initiatives. But it is the worst idea ever. Please stop doing this. It's so bad. There is a difference between natural and artificial. In particular, what's naturally going to end up in your body and what in a natural setting would never end up in your body. And these phthalates are an example of like, this is not supposed to be in there, you know? So,
そうだよね。日本でペットボトル、飲料用調味料、酒類含めて1年間で232億本 UK 70億、本当か、そんな少ない。 100、 あ、でも物によって全然数が違うな。どこまで含めるかによって違うのかな。 100 billion pieces of plastic
pet bottles
stuff.
You know, they used to use glass bottles for everything.
Yeah.
And so, like in, I don't know, the 70s, people would go to a vending machine and they'd buy a Coke and it would be in this glass bottle.
Yeah.
And they were like these really strong glass bottles, much stronger than the glass bottles you see today for anything. Because they were supposed to be washed and reused. And they did wash them. And they did reuse them. And if you returned one of those glass bottles, I think you'd get 5 cents, which at the time, I don't know what that is in modern yen, probably a lot. So there was an incentive to return the bottles and get that money back. Is that a worse system than what we're doing now? I feel like it's not, you know. The glass has to be strong. You don't want broken, you know, glass. But people, we use glass bottles today too.
Yeah.
Still, for various things, but so you buy a drink from a vending machine. You drink it in the span of, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. And now you have this plastic bottle, right?
Yeah.
You drank the thing, right? You drank it. So now they need to crush this, melt this, you know, get the little plastic ring thing off the top. You know, there's like this whole process that needs to take place
now.
That's
the thing. Like, there aren't no vending machines here. Right, so it feels like there's
people don't drink stuff.
People do, but I see people just carry around the tumbler thing because there are no vending machines and there are no konbini. I mean, there are like kiosk type places, but not like, you know, konbini in Japan. So it's not as accessible as in Tokyo, but that's how I feel.
Right.
And it feels like that helps to begin with, like not put so many vending machines everywhere so that it demotivates people from carrying around their own drinks, you know?
You can't stop people from setting up vending machines though, and then you can't stop people from using them. You know, unless you're like some sort of authoritarian control freak.
I mean, you can't stop shosha from buying them, but...
Yeah, so we need something better than pet bottles, right? Unless we're just going to, you know, restrict commerce.
Yeah. まだ買えばいいやってなっちゃうもんね。売ってるからどこにでも。
Yeah, it's like, do as much, you know, do as much capitalism as you want, do as much business as you want, sell as much whatever as you want, but, you know, either you have to pay a significant fee for the externalities of your product, or use a product that doesn't create those externalities in the first place. You know, so we want to create a situation where the vendor side would be motivated financially to switch to, I don't know, glass bottles or some sort of super strong, or you can make them out of the gorilla glass, or I don't know, sapphires, or whatever you want to do. I mean, you wouldn't want a sapphire bottle. People would just sell that on the black market or something, but you know, something else.
次.
I wanted to ask you, have you seen the concept video that went viral recently of this like artificial womb factory?
No.
Well, this video went viral. It's like pretending to be this new facility under construction or whatever. But it's just an art concept video. But it's a video from a fictional startup that has created a fictional facility that contains thousands of artificial wombs, these like pods. And these pods have like pumps and hoses and some artificial amniotic fluid.
And oh, I'm looking at the image here.
Yeah, it's like
it's like Death Stranding.
It's yeah, it kind of is. Or like the Matrix or something, right?
Yeah. Oh, I had to turn the thing on.
Well, what do you think of this concept? We might need that, actually.
For what?
What do you mean?
You know, someone has to raise them, right? I mean, yeah, sure, you can make them, but...
That's ChatGPT's job. Didn't you want... I thought you were advocating for an AI to raise your children because it would do a better job.
I didn't advocate for that. I was like... I said if they could complement me, just
by
as a reminder,
a
like, hey, you know, hey, you want to say it this way, not that way, you know, otherwise you will regret it later.
But just if the AI knows the right way to parent, might as well have the AI do it.
That's what you might think, but... Actually, I think it's important for my son to see me acting out once in a while, you know? To show that I'm a human, I make mistakes. And then he can feel like, okay, he can make mistakes. He's a human too.
Right.
Whereas if the AI is perfect and he never upsets him or he's always perfect and calm and collected, then... He won't be prepared for the real life.
But the AI can pretend to lose its cool, and it can do it just the perfect amount. It doesn't, like, go over the line, you know? It's, like, perfectly the right amount upset. You know, you want to show...
I think I'm doing that already. I think I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See?
Can I put... Let me put wood in my stove.
Okay.
I'm like freezing. Hold on a second.
Okay. 寒いんだ そんなに. 今マイケルが あの 静岡にいるから. なんかやってるけど. 静岡今何度なんだろう. 静岡気温. あ! -3度. めっちゃ寒いじゃん。マジか。来週マイナス9度だって。わあ。そりゃストーブいるわ。めっちゃなんかやってる。ストーブに火つけてる。 寒そう。 おかえり。 おかえり。 今さ、気温見たら -3度じゃん、 そこ、静岡。
寒いよ。
寒いね。 こっちより寒いじゃん、 むしろ。 同じくらいか。
It's extra 寒い where I am.
山だもんね。
Yeah, so I have like this too.
ああ。あ、でも一応最高気温は8度か。こっちよりはちょっとマシか。
Well,
今ここが最高が1度だから最低はマイナス3で一緒だけど最高が1度だから。やばいね、めっちゃ寒いじゃん。
It's cold。
そりゃストーブいるわ。次。
Japanese billionaire Yusaku hold on.
Yusaku.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced last week that 8 people have been selected to join him on a trip around the moon. The individuals selected for the trip are K-pop star Top, producer Steve Aoki, filmmaker Brendan Hall, YouTuber Tim Dodd, photographer Karim Ilya, actor Dev Joshi, creative Yemi A.D., and artist Rhiannon Adam. 2 backup participants have also been selected, U.S. Olympic snowboarder Caitlin Farrington and Japanese dancer Miu. The Dear Moon mission will be launched on the SpaceX Starship spacecraft and is expected to last for about 6 days. The mission was originally scheduled to launch next year, but the Starship has not yet completed an orbital test flight.
日本の億万長者前澤友作氏が先週月を周回する旅に参加する8人を発表しました。選ばれたのは K-POP グループビッグバンのトップ、プロデューサーのスティーブ・アオキ、映像作家のブレンダン・ホール、 YouTuber のティム・ドッド、写真家のカリム・イリア、俳優のデヴ・ジョーシ、振付師のイェミ・エイディ、アーティストのリアナン・アダムの8人です。またバックアップクルーとして米国のオリンピックスノーボーダーケイトリン・ファリントンと日本のダンサーミユの2名が選ばれています。月を周回するディアムーンミッションはスペース X の宇宙船スターシップで打ち上げられ約6日間の予定です。もともとは来年の打ち上げを予定していましたが、まだ軌道上でのスターシップのテストフライトが完了しておらず延期される見込みです。英語だとね、ビリオネア誰誰とかよく言うけど、日本語だとなんか億万長者の前澤友作氏がみたいな、なんでそんな資産の何ことを言うんだろうみたいな、ちょっと違和感があるね。
It's a recent, I think it's recent, or at least recently in Western media, this has been sort of the de facto descriptor for anyone on that level.
おかしいよね。英語だと違和感ないけどね、日本語だとなんか変な感じする。
Yeah, it's like, is that doesn't tell us what they do. It just tells us how much money they have.
そうそうそうそうそう。
They're like, what the hell is that? But I always see it, you know, billionaire Elon Musk, billionaire Jeff Bezos, billionaire, you know, Bernard Arnault or whatever.
しかもいっぱいいるからね、アメリカビリオネア別に。スティーブ・アオキめっちゃ行きそうと思わなかった？めっちゃ行きそう。よく考えたらもう絶対スティーブ・アオキじゃん、確かにみたいな、なんか思わなかった？
Well, I saw an interview he gave about this. And he said that he's always wanted to go to space. He said something like,
いや、行きたそう。
He was like, what did he say? Like,when he found out, he was like, life's so life's so crazy. And Maezawa was like, me too, I think so too. Like,
yeah, めっちゃ行きそう。
But I guess he's wanted to go to space for a long time.
そっか。
Did you watch their likeself-introduction videos?
全然何も見てない。
They seem like very interesting people, and several of them are very surprised that they were selected.
え、これってさ、その、え、急に言われるってこと？その、自分が前澤さんに行きたいですって言ったわけじゃないってこと？急に行きませんかって言われたってこと？
Well, they applied. They submitted.
ああ、そうかそうか。あ、アプライしてたけどびっくりしたってこと？まさか自分がみたいな意味でってこと？
Yeah, I mean, some of these people have like like 2,000 followers on Instagram. Like, you know, they're not
famous.
Yeah. A few of these people are not particularly famous. Like Brandon Hall or...
Did Maezawa-san say anything about the criteria or how he selected them?
Well, when he was asking for applicants, I think he gave some, you know, some sort of outline of what he's looking for. But I think part of that selection process is, you know, he's not going to want two people that are too similar to each other. You know, he wants diverse viewpoints on the experience. So all of these people are quite different, come from very different backgrounds. Many of them are the first to go from their country. I guess the Americans here are Brendan Hall and Aoki. And I think Kareem is based in Africa and somewhere in Europe. I don't remember the details on all these people, but like Rhiannon Adam, I think she's gay.
Okay.
And I don't know. Do you know who Top is? He's K-pop, so I figured you'd know all about.
No, I know I've heard of Big Gabon, of course, but I don't know anything about them. I had not seen him.
Big Gabon was really big though, no?
Big. Yeah.
You were never interested in Big Gabon.
Yeah, 私だから本当に全然詳しくないの、BTS しか知らないから。でもファンの人はすごい喜んでるよね、きっと。
You've heard of this top guy or no?
No, 全然わかんない。
Is he the top of Big Bang or is he like lesser known?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think of Steve Aoki?
Steve, like as a person or as a music
of
guy?
This,
or?
Of everyone that's going, who's most likely to go Buscemi on the mission? Is it Steve Aoki?
Yeah, I don't know these people, so how can I be like, oh, it's probably this guy?
So Brendan Hall seems like this really chill. Like... Brendan Hall, I guess he makes documentaries.And he's traveled around the world and made documentaries about different people, different cultures. I've been following Tim Dodd for a long time.
Ah, so なんだ. Tim Dodd.
Yeah, Tim Dodd was a photographer who he bought an old Soviet space suit for one of his photo shoots.
Okay.
And he nearly killed himself with his own space suit.Because he put the helmet on and like closed it and forgot that it's a space suit, you know, it like seals, right? Like you can't breathe if you don't have it hooked up, right? So he almost like died. I don't know how much of that is part of, you know, the story
of
how...
Let's hope nothing like that happens during their mission.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
But He went from knowing nothing about, almost nothing about space, to he was very enthusiastic about it, and he self-taught himself. I'm not sure the right way to use that verb. But he taught himself all about space flight and rocketry, and now he's actually one of the more knowledgeable people when it comes to rocket engines and...you know, space flight in general. And he's been live streaming the test phases of various SpaceX vehicles. So
Okay.
I'm really excited to see what Tim Dodd does.
On this trip. I've seen his face. Okay. Okay.
So I'm super glad he was selected. I think that's an amazing choice. Yeah, because he's a very good photographer. Obviously, that's his main thing. But he's also very familiar with doing photography and live streaming in atypical situations, like a launch site. So. So that should be pretty cool. Did you know about this Miu dancer? Mm-mm. She was selected as a backup, so she may not go.
So backup means okay. だから誰かが行けなくなっちゃったら、このスノーボーダーの人か、ミユさんのどっちかが行くってこと?
Yeah.And I don't know who has first dibs between the snowboarder and
Miu. Okay.
Maybe they jump in or something.
Okay. これいつ行けるんだろう?
Well, originally it was going to be next year, but...
Yeah.
Assuming everything goes perfectly on track, I would still expect this to be sometime in 2024 at the earliest. SpaceX is...
こういうのってさ、早く行けるなら早く行きたくない?その、あなた行きますよって言われてからさ、2年とかあったらこう、そわそわしてさ、もう、なんか嫌じゃない?
One of the questions they asked all of these people that were selected when they found out is whether they were afraid or not. And all of them said that they feel fear, that they are scared, but they still want to go. And except for Top.Top was like, I'm not scared.
Oh, so. さすがアイドル。
Yeah, but I think everyone else said that they're scared. And it made me think about, you know, if I had applied to this and I had been selected, you know, how scared would I be?
Yeah.
Or would I not be scared?
Yeah.
You know? One of, I forget which, I think it was Brendan, but I think he was saying that he feels scared now, but when he expects to really feel scared when he's standing in front of the rocket, you know, and it's time to go. The countdown is happening, you know? And the reason why they have these backups, one is, you know,one of these people could get sick or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it's possible that just mentally they just can't get on the ship, you know? You know, like people bungee jumping or something, and you're about, this person's like about to bungee jump, and, you know, the person, the staff is like, 3, 2, 1, jump, and they're still there. They didn't jump, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, hold on. Give me one second.
Yeah.
Okay, let's count down again. 3, 2, hold on. You know, and they can't.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really train for bungee jumping, but I mean, the impression that I got from watching the Inspiration 4 documentary was that yeah, it did seem like looking at the rocket in person was like a huge, almost like a shock, right? Like, oh my God, this is actually happening. I'm actually going to be on that thing. And I saw it affecting their family members even more. Like, mm-hmm. they get really scared. でもなんかさ、めちゃくちゃトレーニングするじゃん。だからなんか、日が近づいていくにつれ、みんななんか、落ち着いていくように見えたけどね、その時は。なんか、everyone gets more confident, everyone, it's less uncertainty, I guess. They know how the rocket works, they know what their roles are going to be, and, you know, they go through all the emergency scenarios, and they feel ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so at that point, maybe you will be more excited, but at this point right now, like, test flight is not done and you're not trained yet, I would be really scared. Like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what I'm doing.
I think this is significantly different from the Inspiration 4 mission in that they're leaving Earth, you know? And they're going... Technically, they're going past the moon, but, you know, like, the moon is so much further away than low Earth orbit.
Yeah.
And once you're leaving, you're sort of committed that you're going to be away for, you know, like 6 days, 5 days, 6 days, you know? And you're in this little container, right? And you can look out the window and you can see the Earth getting smaller and smaller, further and further away. And there's something that happens with some people where if they get too far away from, like, you know, their comfort zone, they just go full Buscemi. Or they just, yeah. you know, something... Right? Because imagine you're just out in the deep darkness of space. You're in between the Earth and the moon, and you're just so far away.
Yeah. You
know? That could be, I find that scary. I don't know how I would react, and it doesn't really matter how much training I do. I don't know.
その場になってみないと分かんないよね。
Yeah.
But I think it definitely helps that you will be trained and you know the people you are with and how responsible these people are, and you might feel like you are about to freak out at some point, but then
do you trust these people? Would you trust these people? I mean, you don't know all of them, but you're with a K-pop star. You've got Steve Aoki on there. You've got, you know, like these artists. You know,
yeah.
these dancers and artists, like...
Yeah.
どうなんだろうね? Do you trust these people? So, the Yemi AD, he's like a... He's a choreographer, dancer, yeah. actually.
Yeah.
And Rhiannon Adam, I think, is a film photographer.
Okay.
She does exclusively film. Dev Joshi is an actor, a very young actor from India, and he's actually known for being like this superhero in some movie that's big.
Okay.
In India.
Hmm.
So I think they may include one or two staff in addition to the team, right? Like trained astronauts.
Okay.
And, you know, their job would be to, like, babysit the eight, you know, Maezawa and the artists.
Is that how it's going to be? So they're not really going to be training? Or...
They're going to be training, but, you know, they are not operating anything. They're tourists. They're not... They're not, I don't know if they're
so
really,
really
astronauts.
Different.
They're tourists. Oh. They are not training to be astronauts. They're just training to go to space. And, you know, Steve Aoki said that he's planning to DJ while they're in orbit around the moon.
Okay. Okay.
So he's not thinking about, you know, his resting heart rate or whatever. He's thinking about what to take with him. You know, they're each going to have a weight allowance and, you know. So Steve Aoki is like, I'm going to take my laptop. I'm going to take, you know, some DJ equipment. And if they'll let me, maybe I'll take a guitar. So that's his plan. But, you know, they each have their own little, this is what I'm going to do in orbit.
確かに、だからそういう意味でもインスピレーション4より怖いかもね。なんかその本当にトレーニング受けてもう自分でもう何全部対処できるようにするみたいな、っていうよりかは今回その自分がどういうアートを作るとかも考えなきゃいけないわけじゃん。自分に何ができるか、なんでここに呼ばれたかとかさ、何か意味があるものをクリエイトしなきゃいけないとか、そっちにもフォーカスしなきゃいけないし、
Well, that's their main focus.
Astronaut とか pilot みたいなトレーニングを受けるわけでもないから your uncertainty level sort of remains.
I think
maybe
it's
like
better,
it will be
no?
less uncertain.
I don't want Steve Aoki to control the ship. You know? Like, he can DJ.
No, but if you were Steve Aoki, right?
Yeah.
If it's just me and I'm just a passenger, I'm just this tourist. I might feel more anxiety because I don't know what the fuck's going on and I don't know how to feel ready. Like the Inspiration 4 people, I saw them feeling ready because they went through all of these trainings and then it's like, okay, like I know what's going on. I know these people at SpaceX. I can trust them. And, you know, you really work with these people.
Well, the Inspiration 4 mission was also on the Falcon 9 with the Dragon space capsule, both of which have been very thoroughly tested and been launched many times. This mission is going to be one of the first crewed launches of a starship.
Yeah.
And the starship is gigantic. There'll be plenty of space for Steve Aoki to DJ.
Yeah.
And I don't know what sort of dancing people can do in space, but when you have, you know, like this choreographer and, you know, these people with different skills in space, it'll be interesting to see what sort of, like, what happens? What are they going to do? Like, this could be really weird or cool or cringy or awesome or something. We don't.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
そういう
プレ、
you know? 確かにそういうプレッシャーがすごそう。自分だったら、自分はアーティストじゃないからそう思うのかもしれないけど、なんか、yeah, oh man, like, I have to do something. I have to, you know, come up with something that's mind-blowing. Now that I'm going on this trip, you know, I have to sort of amaze people. I might feel that as a great pressure.
Yeah. I think you know, this is
like if
this
you're
is just
the guy from
the
big band, right? Like you come back and you release a song, the first song after he came back from this trip.
And it's trash.
And it's like, oh. なんだみたいな。そういうさ、すごいプレッシャーがありそうだけど。まあ、プロだからそういうプレッシャー慣れてるのかもしれないけど。
But would you listen to it? I would listen to it. So if Steve Aoki comes back and he drops some new song and he made the song in space, he made the song while orbiting the moon, I would listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really imagine what it would sound like, but Jared Isaacman, the of the Inspiration 4 mission, actually has a new project with SpaceX called Polaris, which consists of at least three flights. The third flight will actually use Starship. And I don't know if the third Polaris mission will launch first or if Dear Moon will launch first. But they're on kind of similar time frame.
Okay.
Dear Moon was scheduled before Polaris was.
Okay.
But
それはその何をするの?
I'm not sure actually. I don't know if that's even been revealed.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh.
But I'm sure Jared's coming up with something. Mm. If I was Elon, I would send Jared first.
Yeah, me too.
Not Dear Moon. Because,
yeah, me too.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, a starship blows up with Jared Isaacman. It's like, you know, this guy.
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
had
no.
sort of an, you know, it.
No. That's not what I meant when I said I would send him first. No, that's definitely not.
That's definitely no. my focus.
We're not on the same
okay,
page
well,
here.
Okay, what did
he
you mean?
He has two kids. No.
Yeah,
no,
but
like,
there's eight
I mean,
people
he,
on this
he
other
knows.
One. No?
Yeah,
including
but, I mean,
Tim Dodd.
Jared knows what he's doing. It's not going to be his first time leaving, you know,
yeah.
the ground. And he's a pilot. And if something happens, he would probably know what to do compared to Steve Aoki. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and I also think that Jared Isaacman would be more accepting of that risk in general, you know, as a pilot, as, you know, someone who's a very passionate professional about this. You know, he wants to help SpaceX develop, you know, their crewed systems for Starship, so... I think.
Yeah, no, he has kids. No, he can't die.
Oh, what about the eight? Do none of the artists have children on this entire list? Plus the two staff or whoever? You know?
No, I'm just saying that, well, no one wants anyone to die.
I'm not saying like, let's kill Jared on purpose. I'm saying... I'm saying, you know, like you were saying,
I mean,
he's more prepared.
Yeah.
He's more professional than Steve Aoki. Well,
yeah.
I don't mean to put down Steve Aoki, but Jared Isaacman is sort of like if I was going, I would want Jared as the captain of my
yeah.
team, right?
Yeah.
Not Steve Aoki.
He's so nice, right? He's like the best leader.
Yeah.
Like yeah. you would want to work for him.
Yeah. I think Polaris
it's crazy how likable that guy is.
Yeah, how can you not
right?
like Jared Isaacman?
No, because when I started watching the documentary, I was kinda like, oh, you know, some
rich
millionaire or billionaire,
yeah.
like
start with how much money he has.
Just, yeah, like spending so much money and he just wants to go to space because whatever. But then, yeah, as I was watching, I was like, oh my God, he's like the nicest guy ever. And he's like, もう超リーダーのいい素質を全部兼ね備えてると思って。もう。Yeah, I was so like impressed.
Did you see that the Hakuto... our mission launch?
Oh yeah.
iSpace.
I wasn't watching the launch or anything, but I saw the NASA かどっかの SpaceX のツイートか。
Mm-hmm.
で、ハクトのやつ行きましたって見た。
And the Hakuto R mission is carrying Rashid, which is the first United Arab Emirates mission to the moon, and the Rashid is like it's a small rover. So UAE will have their own lunar rover.
I see.
And also Hakuto R is carrying JAXA's transformable lunar robot, which was developed with Sony and Takara Tomy, the toy maker.
Interesting.
And I guess it's like 8 centimeters. It's like a ball. And I guess once it's on the moon, it will expand and be like slightly larger. And so the ball turns into like these two hemispherical wheel things.
なるほど。面白いね。
I don't know if it, I don't know if it actually is like a, I don't know if it's like a toy or if it collects data and stuff. I'm not sure. Like it transforms, like that's cool, but it's so small. Like, like how long is the, how long does it last, you know? It's sort of like, you know, we've had this sort of revolution in space with CubeSats, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to start seeing like cube rovers.
Okay.
Like cube landers.
Ah, demo 画像を撮るみたいなことを書いてあるよ。
Well, I hope so. That's like the bare minimum.
Sora cube.
何ソラキュー？
ソラキューっていう名前なんだってこの
ローバー
というか、
okay.
うん、前後に一つずつ合計二つのカメラでもう一台の探査機と Bluetooth で通信して画像を送信する。
Does it say
画像データの選別は自分でやる。
What's the operational period of this?
展開。
It doesn't have solar panels, right?
あ、ないんだ。あ、はあ、ミッション実行時間は 1,2 時間でもうそのままそれで終わりだって。
うん。
はあ、そっか。そのまま月に転がってるんだってその後は。
Well, it's just gonna, it's not even gonna move, right? It's just gonna sit there. Wait, did you say 1 or 2 hours?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're super unimpressed.
I could build a better rover.
Kawaiso.
Let me do it.
Kawaiso.
I'll put a solar panel on there. It'll have 4K video. Trust me, bro. I got you. It doesn't transform, but like, oh,
I. でもそこがポイントなんじゃないの。だから transform するなものを使ってみた、作ってみたかったってことなんじゃないの。
Well, this one transforms into gomi after like 2 時間.
Yeah.
Not gomi, but you know, well, maybe it is gomi, but I don't know. I want stuff that.I like stuff that keeps working, you know, like curiosity or something.
Yeah, まあそれはみんなそうだけどそんな。Yeah. 次。
A driver in China was reportedly trapped in his car, driving for 515 kilometers on a highway after his cruise control malfunctioned and the brakes did not work. The driver, Mr. Luo, said he put his Chinese-built Haval H6 crossover into cruise control,but was unable to cancel it. After he realized that his brakes were not working, he was forced to keep driving at the same speed until the car ran out of fuel. After contacting authorities, Mr. Luo was escorted by police and spoke with Haval engineers on the phone. The incident occurred on December 2nd and is still under investigation. It remains unknown why the car got stuck in cruise control mode.
中国である男性が運転する車のクルーズコントロールがキャンセルできなくなり、走行する車に閉じ込められたまま高速道路を 515km 走り続ける事態になったと複数メディアが報じています。男性は中国製のハバル H6 クロスオーバーを運転しており、 一旦クルーズコントロールに入れた後キャンセルできなくなり、ブレーキも効かないことに気づいたため、ガソリンがなくなるまで同じ速度で走り続けることを余儀なくされました。男性は警察とハワルに連絡を入れ、パトカーにエスコートされながらハワルのエンジニアと電話で話をしましたが、解決策を見出すことができませんでした。この事件は12月2日に発生し、現在も調査中で未だ原因は不明です。515キロどこまで行けちゃうの？ガソリン満タンに入ってたんだろうね。
Yeah, I mean if you use cruise control, cars actually go quite a bit further. Because you're not accelerating, decelerating, you know, wasting energy.
515キロだったら東京から大阪まで行けるよね。すごいね。その人もう、なんていうの、もう何もできないんだったらずっとさ、どうしてたんだろう。めっちゃかわいそう。
Well, he probably listened to some podcasts.
まずずっとガソリンのメーターをさ、ずっとこうやって見るしかないよね、もう。あーって。
I'm kind of confused by this incident because, first of all, why can't you just turn the engine off? The key's in the ignition, right? Maybe it's like one of those push button situations. That might explain it. So then that button doesn't turn the car off when it's in cruise control?
じゃない、そんな急にだってシャットダウンしないんじゃない、そんな一回押しただけで。わかんないけど、
In older cars, if the key's in the ignition, you can just turn the car off, right?
It's never locked or anything?
Well,
so if you're going really, really fast, right? If you just twist the key, it shuts down? I mean the car?
Usually there's a little buttonnext to the ignition that lets the key go. Well, it should turn off just with one. I mean, I haven't tried this myself, obviously, but I think it would just turn the car off. But
そっか。あ、でもね、ハバル H6 キー、ああ刺すやつじゃないもんね。
It's a push.
やっぱボタンなんじゃない、
Push to start? Push to start? Is that what it's called? Push button? I think it's called push to start. Well, there's usually also an emergency shutoff switch. And if that doesn't exist, then there's the emergency brake.サイドブレーキ、
Yeah, so what did he do with サイドブレーキ?
I don't know.
I guess he didn't use it.
But he was going...
How fast was he going?
I don't know. Did it say how fast he was going? I think... Oh. It was set to 100 キロ.
Eh? 早っ! やば!
And so it was stuck at...
やば!
100 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.So...
え、でも高速道路がそんだけ長い高速道路だったってこと？もうずっと行ける、止まらずに行ける515キロ行けたってこと？
I guess. I mean, China's pretty big.
中国広いね。めっちゃ広いじゃん。
Maybe he was just in Russia or Mongolia or something at some point. I think he stayed in China.
ETC みたいなやつ並んでたら終わるもんね。その100キロで突っ込んじゃうもんね。 まあ途中でだから警察がいろいろ整理してくれたのかもしれないけど、この人が来るから。
That's true. I mean, you could go through the ETC at 100 kilometers an hour if you had to.
Yeah.
You'd break the little stick.
Yeah. But まあ中国の高速道路どうなってんの？
That'd be really scary to go through that that narrow little.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, 怖いよね。
ETC
you know,
thing.
Just break that bar. Hyakkyuro.
So I guess the police officers also had to go Hyakkyuro. They probably went ahead of him and cleared traffic. You know.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they were. Yeah. They don't need to run side by side or anything, right? They just have to clear whatever that's ahead of him.
Yeah, but the escort would, right? They want to be there. So if he crashes, they need to call, you know, an ambulance, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Have you seen the movie Speed?
Of course. Who hasn't? いるの30代で。ちょっと待って、これ聞いてる人に聞きたいんだけど、30代でスピード見たことない人いる？いないよ多分。
多分いる。
まあでも30代ちょっと微妙か。30代半ば以上、
oh、my God.
でスピード見たことない人いないでしょ。
So in Speed、Keanu Reeves
Super hot.
He is telling the bus driver. I don't remember this movie very well, but the idea is that they can't go below 50 miles an hour, which is 80 kilo.
So, like, 爆弾がね、そう仕掛けられてて、一定の速度を下回ると爆発するみたいなね。で、サンドラブロックがこうずっと運転しなきゃいけなくなっちゃうんだよね。
Mm-hmm.This, they can't go below 80 kilo. That's the speed
怖いよね。
on the Tome, right?
Yeah.
And if they go below 80, it explodes.
Yeah.
So this guy would have been completely fine. He was going 100 kilo the whole way.
そうだね。
Like, he literally, he completed the mission of speed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you do at the end, right? I guess, what, how did they fix the, how did they deal with it in Speed? I don't remember.
I can, あ、でもなんか、みんな途中で下ろさなかったっけ？なんかどうにかしてさ、客を。
普通
に。だって最後さ、二人きりじゃん。
They all got off. Oh, they had like two vehicle, they drove some vehicle next to it and people transferred and then it was just like Keanu and Sandra.Is that what happened?
しかも最後なんか電車に乗ってんだっけ？
電車？ Was it?
うん。もうちょっとね、記憶が曖昧だけど。
Now I'm thinking of Mission Impossible.
しか。
You have me thinking of Mission Impossible, which came out, I feel like, around the same time.Maybe that's not true, but I remember there was a train scene in Mission Impossible where the guy's head like hits the thing.
Yeah. Do you, have you seen Crank?
I think so. Who's in it?
Jason Statham.
Oh, probably. Those are all the same.
Like, 自分の heart rate が一定より下回るとなんか体に埋め込まれたなんかが爆発して死ぬみたいな。
Yeah.
So he has to like inject adrenaline and you
know, right, right.
He has to be like 興奮してる the whole time.
It's like the human body version of speed.
Yeah, yeah.
He just takes speed the whole time.
Oh my god, this movie was in 2006. That's
speed
forever
was?
ago. No, Crank was.スピードはもっと前でしょ。94年だよ。
わあ。うん。
だからやっぱ30代って言っちゃうとちょっと無理かもね。
Was Speed a good movie?
I don't know. It was back then.
Is it a good movie, though?
Entertaining, yeah. Sure. Right?
Yeah. I feel like all the movies were like one word back then.
Like crank,
speed. Like, I don't know, pretty much any noun. Shaft.
I was like 8.
When it came out?
うん、3年生ぐらいかな。だから30代前半だと幼稚園だもんね。
うん。
ギリかな。デニス・ホッパー。わあ。あ、he was so hot.
Who? Dennis Hopper?
No, Keanu. So hot. Yeah.
Don't people still think Keanu's attractive, or he's sort of
he is homeless now? He's
kind of
so
got
hot.
Like the beard and the long hair. And
he's never not hot.
What about Sandra Bullock? Isn't she still in movies? And it's been
yes, she's like, still yeah. On a Bird Box, とかすごい話題になったじゃん。
I feel like she's had one of the longest Hollywood careers, at least among
women.
Female actors. I can't think of that many female
Meryl Streep
actors that yeah, but like Sandra Bullock is still like co-star, like hot, right?
Okay.
Not according to me, but just, you know, the general public
okay.
perception. Hey, you don't okay. agree?
No, but I think she's very good looking.
Okay.
でもさ、あれなんだっけあの人。Oh, what's her name? The No Panty movie.
No Panty movie.
Yeah, there's only one movie where the actress is not wearing underwear. What's that movie?
There's only one?
Sharon Stone.
Oh.
Who else, man? Yeah, Sharon
like
Stone's still
other...
around, right? And she's really hot.
Hmm.
Kate Winslet.
Is she in movies?
Yeah. Right? ああ、そうだよね。でも自分と一緒にみんな年をさ、取っていってるからさ、Christina Applegate is 49. Wow. Jennifer Garner is also 49. Wow, these
really?
People look so good for their age. 本当にすごいね。Charlize Theron is 45. Hi. These people.
Yeah. Charlize looks very good.
ね。すごいね、みんな。Angelina Jolie も40代でしょ。
Jessica Alba has been around for a long time.
そうだね。確かにめっちゃ好きだよね。Oh, Kate Blanchett is 53. She's so hot. I love her so much. Nicole Kidman's 55. いや、ケイト・ブランシェット最高で、まあ、私ね、ケイト・ブランシェット出てたらとりあえず見るから。
What would you say the Japanese equivalent of these people? Who are those?
日本？わかんない。何、なんか日本のドラマとか映画とか全然見てないからな。その40代、
like、
50代の女優とか。
Amuro Namie is still doing music. She still looks good, right?
Yeah. Well, she retired, right?
There's like ads for her stuff. Is she retired?
Yeah.
Still?
I think so.
Isn't she doing something right now?
でも日本も結構いるよね。な、日本人なんてさ、みんな若く見えるからさ、石田ゆり子とかさ。そういう年齢なんじゃないの？40… あ、50代なの？ 嘘だ。西田ゆり子、天海祐希。すごみんな、ああそっか、すごいな。
Who's not doing well?
I will definitely not do well. Looking at all these people, it's crazy. Laura Dern is 55. Laura Dern is also really hot.
What is that though? Because I know people that look old when they turn like 33. You know? Like they something fundamentally changes. Like their face structure changes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, I think my face is changing too. Like, it feels like I look a lot more and more like my mom and my grandma. Like, I see it. And, ah, 年取ってんだなって思うけど。
Is that you look more like your mom or your grandma because they were, you remember, like, they're older face, or did their face look like your face when you were younger? Do you know what I'm saying?
They didn't look like me, I guess, when they were younger, but I just look more and more like them when I get older. To the older version of them. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I think so.
Do you feel that way? Like, you look more and more like your mom, or...
No. Well, I think most, like, half people don't look that much like either of their parents.
Well, you look like your mom. Right?
Do I?
Yeah. You guys have like the same eyes.
Maybe.
You didn't know that? That's surprising.
Well, I can get the eyes, I guess, but I think most like half people, if they were walking outside with like one of their parents, it's like doesn't really look like your parent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. どっちかに似てることが多いよね。Like my husband looks like his mom, who's Japanese, but his brother looks more like his dad. So, you know, when people see my husband with his dad, maybe they don't think that they're related or something. I mean, they do look alike, if you know.
But they don't look as alike as people are used to children looking like their parents. Do you know what I'm saying?
I guess. But then I don't really know if I look like my mom. Like, enough so that random strangers will look at us and be like, oh, they're definitely mother and daughter.
I think so. I think it's like super obvious.
Or my dad. I don't know. Like my brother and my dad, for example, if they're together, like they don't really look alike. But yeah, if there's a race factor in there, it's... まあもっとわかりにくいことはあるよね。
Yeah.
Yeah.何の話してたの文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリチェックしてみてください。冒頭でもお伝えしたようにバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで BN メンバーシップというものをやっています。公式サイト 15% 割引になったり、ゲストへの質問を事前に送ってもらうとか、あとオリジナルグッズとか、あとは番組の継続のためなどなど、ぜひよろしくお願いします。
We're adding some more features and content to that. Well, we're in the process of adding it, so can look forward to that. We also have an update coming up for the mobile app. So, pretty significant.
あと、ストアもやっているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるので、そちらもお願いします。広告を入れずに自腹で運営しているので、アプリとかサイトとかいろいろ使ってくださっている方々、本当にありがとうございます。終わり。
Oh, I wanted to ask you, did you see that Death Stranding 2 was
announced? Oh, I'm seeing all the tweets. リアセドゥがめっちゃ出るんでしょ。I really like her. She's so cool. レアセドゥ好きじゃない人いるのかな？めっちゃ。
You played it, yeah? Did you end up playing it?
I did play it, but I never finish any game. So.
Well, Death Stranding is long. It's pretty long.
Yeah.
But I.
It was fun though. It was really fun.
It's really deep. It's very thoughtful and like makes you think about, you know, the world and, you know, you asked me like a few weeks ago, do I like video games? I think that's what you asked. And I was thinking about it and I think I like games more than I like movies and TV shows now.
Ah, so.
Yeah, I feel like because the games
now.
I don't
know why I'm surprised. But.
The games now are like, it's like an interactive movie. You know?
Yeah.
Like Death Stranding is seriously, it's like a movie. It has a story that could be from a book, that could be from a movie. It's animated, it's cinematic. It's like an interactive movie. And I think that's sort of, you know, the trend with newer games that, you know, both of these things want to be immersive, want to have storytelling that's engaging or relatable, characters that, you know, that you care about. You know, so it's not like Pac-Man, right? It's not. Yeah. There's still like, you know, the sort of mindless first-person shooter games or platform games or whatever. But I think we're seeing these games that are becoming more and more like movies. And Hideo Kojima is like a huge movie buff. He loves movies.
Yeah.
I think his Twitter profile says that his null is like made of movies or something.
なんかいつも映画おすすめしてるもんね、ツイッターでも。
Yeah. And there's this other guy, Miyazaki Hidetaka, that has been doing game development from Software. And From Software has been around forever. It's like one of the great Japanese game studios. But they're coming out with a new Armored Core game. And
so are that you playing should... it or are you...
Oh, it's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
But okay. I did play a lot of Armored Core when I was in...
So are like you excited?
High school or middle school? It's a really old series. They haven't made an Armored Core game in like 10 years or something.
Wow.
It's been a super long time. Oh. But it is one of the nerdiest games you can play. Because it's like you build these mech machines, but you have to... There's like sensors and engines, thrusters and different... targeting parts, and you know you're taking a whole bunch of different numbers and you're trying to, you know, optimize this machine by selecting different parts or whatever. Super nerdy.
Are you going to buy it?
I'm hoping my brother will just buy it and then play it. I haven't actually paid money for a game in a long time. So,
because your brother buys them.
I tend to just mooch off games. Well, when I want a game, it turns out that my brother has already bought it. So.
Ah. ありがたいね、じゃあ。
Yeah, it's sort of like borrowing someone's Netflix or something, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. おしまい。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.